Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to be with you on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friend, all of my co-hosts, and all of you for joining me on tonight. Thank you so much, because you're in for a great, great awakening, because the revelation of the Lord is here, and God wants our lights to shine. He wants our lights to shine, not only at this moment, he says, but for the rest of our lives. Because as I told you a couple of days ago, I said, life is a race. I said, but don't rush it. Amen. Life is a race. Enjoy each moment and allow your light to shine, not only so that men and women can see that you belong to God, but to remind you that your dark days are over. Amen. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to begin this ministry, of course, by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and I'm going to give you time to get your Bibles out. And also, we're going to highlight a particular gospel artist, Ms. Tasha Cobbs. We're going to highlight her by playing her music. And also, I'm going to read a little bit about her bio so that you can become familiar with her as well. And then we're going to get into the revelation of God, which God says, let your light shine. And that's in Matthew 5 and 16, let your light shine. So shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And we are seeking to please God. We're not seeking to please man. We want to please God. Amen? Amen. So let us go ahead and get into the ministry here. And we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and start us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your promises and your plans, Heavenly Father. We ask that this ministry on tonight be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each person who's on this particular ministry, whether they're gospel artists, publicists, writers, actors, whoever it is, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch them in a major way. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each artist, would you bless the word of God, the revelation of God that is coming forth, Heavenly Father, that will encourage us and help us to keep on keeping on and to press on. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your miraculous works. We thank you for the healing power, Lord. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for setting the people free and free in their minds, Heavenly Father, knowing that because of you, we are free indeed. We ask that you bless these eyes to see your glory, would you bless this mouth to speak your word, and would you bless these hands to be of service unto you, and would you bless these feet to walk into the path of righteousness and unto your will, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've doing for us, the things you're going to do, and the things you've already done, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us not to be selfish, because we know that you're listening to us. Would you bless us to help and touch other individuals' lives as well, Heavenly Father? Lord Jesus, if there's something within our minds or hearts that is not of you, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it right now, Heavenly Father? If there's anything that's bothering or disturbing someone who's listening, we ask, would you remove it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, Heavenly Father? Would you bless us, Heavenly Father, to speak truths, Heavenly Father? And would you help us to turn away from wicked ways, Heavenly Father? Lord Jesus, as we live into this world, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to be lights and beacons? Would you bless the revelation of God to come forth at this particular time, at this present time, Heavenly Father? Would you give us a word, Heavenly Father, that will help us and keep us, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. And we say thank you because we know that we don't even deserve life, but because of you, Lord, you give us and you grant us grace and mercy to be able to breathe and move and have our being. Lord Jesus, we thank you for praise reports, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your goodness and your grace, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom, and would you bless the words that come out of my mouth to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, and would you bless the revelation of God to fall like rain, Heavenly Father. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance for the things you're going to do and the things you've already done. Then, Lord, we ask with the dispensation of the Spirit come upon this particular ministry, Heavenly Father, and continue to touch lives all over this world. We ask, Heavenly Father, if anyone is going through a physical storm or mental storm, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you help the peace to be still, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus as we wrap this particular prayer up. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you hold us tight in your arms, Heavenly Father, and never let us go, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Whew, I got to catch my breath. Whew, I feel like I've been running a race, y'all. Okay. Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com. I want to thank all of the writers and publishers and individuals who are tuned in, and, of course, my co-hosts who they don't want to be named. They just want to be in the background and listen, and I really appreciate that. That makes me feel proud, and I want to thank, of course, God and my family and all of my friends for listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com. All right. God is good, and because he's so good, my heart gets happy and my heart begins to race, amen? Life is a race, but when your heart begins to race because of the goodness of God, everything is going to be all right. All right, so we're up to the point where I want to introduce to some and present to others a gospel artist. And this particular gospel artist is very anointed. I have been following her ministry for some years now. When I attend the Stellars, I see her on stage, I listen to her music. I've heard a new song that she's put out, put a praise on it. And when I first heard that song that I'm going to play momentarily after I introduce her, that song is very touching. If you need encouragement, if you need to be enlightened, I recommend that you listen to gospel artist Tasha. Her music is phenomenal. She's an anointed woman of God. Her background, as you will be able to see and hear, is phenomenal. She was born in Georgia. She was a worship leader at the Jessup New Life Ministries, founded by her late father, Bishop Fritz Cobbs. She faithfully lent her talents in Atlanta, Georgia, and she joined a church there. And she's been leading worship weekly, and she's in many different departments. And her start was in 2012 when she recorded her freshman project titled Grace, and this was produced by multi-award winner and Motown gospel label. Everyone knows Mr. Vashawn Mitchell. He's also a gospel great. And this is how she basically received her start. And I want you to read her bio. I'm only reading bits of it because I want to capture your interest. I want you to read about Tasha Cobbs. You have to bring her to your town. And this is not a pitch. This is the real deal coming from my heart. This is reality. She is very innovative. She has a passion for mentorship. She's led global ministry mentor programs that aids 2,000 mentees in sharpening the knowledge and execution of their gifts. She has a book out entitled Worship 101, and it visits or revisits the basics of worship. She has extraordinary talents, person. She is a woman of God. She's a young lady of God. And, I mean, her music is just amazing. There are not enough words to describe this young lady nor her music because she's so anointed. And so without further ado, I want to go ahead in just a second, a commercial may come on, I want to go ahead and play her music. This is Put a Praise on It by Miss Tasha Cobbs. Be sure to connect with her on Facebook, like her fan page, and listen to her music. There is a blessing in her music, ladies and gentlemen. Tasha Cobbs, Put a Praise on It.
Put a praise on it. Somebody
Amen. That was Sister Tasha Cobb. Be sure to connect with her. Be sure to check out her music. I'm telling you, she's an anointed woman of God. And as the music was playing, the Lord was speaking, praise God. And I want you to get your Bibles out. And I have a few verses, and I have some revelations to tell you that the Lord has spoken. And one of the things about giving the word of God is we have to make sure that it's from God. And so that's why when I pray unto God that everything that is said, every revelation that is spoken is from God. And so one of the things I want you to do is I want you to listen to God. This is not scripted. This is all from the heart. This is reality. God gave me some scriptures because there are some people who are on the line. There are some people who will listen. And God categorized us. I want to say us. God categorized us in three different categories. And then at the end, he finished with what he would have us to do with our lives. At this particular point, there are many individuals who have allowed the light to somehow become dim, or the light to burn out, or the light to blink on and off, which means we need a new light bulb. And so the main theme or the main scripture that we're coming from is Matthew 5 and 16. And I'm going to pause and allow you to get there because this is very important. This is very important, and I want you to see what God has for us. Matthew 5 and 16. Matthew 5 and 16. And it reads, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I'm going to read it again because somebody just got to Matthew 5 and 16. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now, I want to be very clear before I give you the parable and the revelation of God. When we speak about allowing our lights to shine so that men may see, we're not talking about so that men can pat us on the back. And we're talking about human beings. So they can pat us on the back or so they can be in awe. We're speaking so that people can see the God in us. If your light is out, right, then no one can see the God in you. Sometimes we're the only examples that people are able to see. Who don't want to go to church, they don't want to read the Bible, but we are walking documents of who God is. And so, therefore, it's very important. This is a very important message for all of us, to continue to allow our lights to shine. And God is going to give more examples, and he's going to give a clear vision of what he would have us to do. All right. So the question is, whose light need a bulb? Everybody should be raising their hands. Because if our light is not burned out, then it's barely burning, or our lights are dim. God identifies his people like that. And you can say that my light is on, but in some areas our lights are off. And God said that when he created the world in Genesis, he says that he made darkness and light. He says, but he want us, he says, since we're alive and the blood is running warm through our veins, he wants the light to shine, right? Show some sign that you're alive. Show some sign that you belong to God. You don't have to wear a cross and you don't have to carry a Bible. Those are tangible things that can be lost. But God says that your light cannot be lost unless you turn it out. And when you turn it out, it's hard to find where you dropped your light because you can no longer see. You cannot see the glory of God. You cannot see evil. You cannot see the road that God is trying to lead you. All right? So whose light need a bulb? Everybody should have their hands up. And God categorized, as the song was playing, he categorized different types of people. And the first category appears to be those who have allowed their lights to burn out. Those who have allowed their lights to burn out. I want you to go with me to 2 Chronicles 15 and 7, 2 Chronicles 15 and 7. And I'm going to read that to you, then I'm going to give you the revelation of God as God has given it to me. 2 Chronicles 15 and 7. Okay? These particular individuals, as you get there, these particular individuals are individuals who, for some reason, have lost confidence or faith in God. And let's just be real. There are some instances, you know, you pray about some things and it appears that God doesn't hear you, which he really does, and you just kind of give up. You know, you give up and you throw in the towel. But what we must understand as God is speaking is that God has a plan for our lives. And God says he's not going to deviate from the plan he has because it is the will of God. And so when we look at different things that causes our lives to burn out, such as failures, such as when we talk about divorces, or we talk about incarceration, or we talk about disappointments, or we talk about just different things, violence that occurs, many people lose hope. They lose faith in God. And there have been many instances or situations in which we all can fall into this category of our lights burning out. We become tired. God speaks about, he says, the tired soldier. He says we become weary. And when we speak about that, God is taking me to the occurrence that happened a little bit outside of Belton. And he says, you know, during that situation, because the waters were so swift, he says that because of that, there was weariness, and it's also the will of God. And we may not never understand that, but God says because of situations in our lives, our lights burn out, right? Our lights burn out. But God says in the King James Version, 2 Chronicles 15 and 7, he says, "Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." God says, do not neglect doing good. Do not neglect being about the Father's business. When you pray about a situation or a thing, and when mishaps happen in life, God says that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. God says that life is a race, and everybody is trying to make it to the top. He says, and some finish first, some are still running, and some finish last. But whatever we do, we should not rush the race. That means acting out of the will of God. God says he understands and knows that we become weary and tired. We lose faith. All of us have been in this category. There's not one single person, let's keep it real, not one single person who has not lost faith in God. It does not matter if you are a minister, prophet, teacher, whomever you have lost faith in God at one point. We all have. And God says, our lights are burned out. And we're talking about the current situation, the current situation. Your lights are burned out, you know. And because of this, God says, be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. God says, exercise your hands. When he talks about the hands, exercising the hands, he's talking about being about the Father's business. Continue to do good. God says, when your enemies come up on you, he says, pray for each one of them, and let your hands be of service, touching and agreeing, which means that we utilize our hands for good. We utilize our mouth for good. God says that our lives become burned out because of negativity. Our lives become burned out because we do not believe in the power of God. God says it doesn't matter what the situation looks like. He says all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord. And so if your lights are burnt out, read 2 Chronicles 15 and 7. And God says, be ye strong, therefore. When we talk about strength, God said, pop out of Sailor Man for the kids, and I'm aging myself here, but for the kids, pop out of Sailor Man ate a lot of spinach, and he became strong. Mm-hmm. God says that an athlete goes to the gym and runs or works out to become strong. as a scientist continues to study and read in order to become more knowledgeable. He says, but a Christian should continue to be in the Word of God in order to remain strong, because the Word of God is our strength. The Word of God is our strength. He says, so if your lights are burned out, he says, read the Word of God. The Word of God provides direction. And the Word of God helps us to walk into the light. Why is the Word of God? Because Jesus is the light of the world. And everything that Jesus says or the promises that he makes will be kept. So if the lights are burned out, don't become discouraged, because all of us have been in that category. You're not alone. You know, just at this particular time, you know, our lights may not be burned out, but at some point, the light has been burned out at some point. So read 2 Chronicles and remember to be strong. How do you become strong? How do you turn back on that light? You turn back on the light through the Word of God, reading the Word of God, praying to God, having a relationship with God, understanding what God would have us to do, understanding your purpose, keeping your hands busy, not meddling in other people's business, but you're in the business of God. Okay? So when our lights become burned out, and they do. They do. This is not something that God said, this is not something where people have a permanent, you know, light that's out, or people have a permanent barely blinking light, or people have a permanent dim light. He says we go through these phases. But God is reminding us, amen, praise God. God says, be ye strong. He says, read the Word of God. He says, and when you begin to read the Word of God, your lights come brighter. You understand. We understand. Then God speaks about lights that are barely on, blinking, on and off lights. I'm sure that, you know, as you're driving, for those of you who drive, you have, you know, witnessed some lights blinking on and off, maybe because of the weather or because they're fixing the lights or what have you. And God says, when your lights blink on and off, God says that we're living in a time where we want to change, but we go back into our old ways. We go back into those dark days. People remind us. He says it's because of people. He says it's because of the negativity. He says, you know, God is, I want you to think about a rope, a tug-of-war rope, and God is pulling us towards the light. And here it is, negative people that's pulling the other way, and you're trapped in the middle. And God says some days you want to walk in the light, and some days you want to walk in the darkness. It just depends on how the wind blows. And we can't have that type of faith. We can't have that type of waywardness as the wind, because the wind picks up anything and carries it. But God says you must stand on the word of truth. He said, our lights are not out because, you know, because we're tired or weary. He says, our lights are out or barely blinking because we don't know the truth. We don't know the truth. He says, and this particular area is very critical. That's why it's number two. When your lights are barely on, they're blinking on and off. He says, because you are, you know to listen to God, but you are listening more to the world. And the world wants to put you back in the past, what you did in the 70s, what you did in the 80s, what you did in the 90s. But God says that he's propelling you forward. And sometimes you go with God, and then sometimes you regress and go back to the world. And so God says this is a very critical time in our lives. We've all been at this state. There is not one person, ministers, prophets, teachers, there's not one person who hasn't been at this particular point where you listen to the world instead of listening to God. We all are guilty by association of listening to the world. I want you to go to Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. I'm going to give you time to find that. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. And we're looking at the King James Version, Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. And it reads as such. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. There are many words, and we're going to go over this as the Lord is instructing me. There are many words within these three scriptures. And I want to reiterate this second part because God says many people fall in this category on a daily basis, and that includes me and everybody else. God says that we have a disposition where we continuously listen to the world, and the world does not know anything about the business of God because, once again, their lights are off. That's why your lights are blinking on and off, because you're listening to the world, we're listening to the world, then we're listening to God. And this part, I want you to write true. This part is the truths of life. And God says that we ought to not have a wayward way of thinking. God says we are supposed to be followers of Christ, not the world. That's why when we're in this first step, when our lights are completely burnt out, right? God says that the word of God, our strength, that is how we made it to the second part. We're 1 foot from our lights being burned out and 1 foot for our lights being on. And so when we look at this blinking light, God says the truth is the light. Yeah, the truth is the light. He says in darkness, he's talking about gossiping, he's talking about backbiting, he's talking about lying, cheating, stealing, he's talking about all those things. He says that is a lie, and that is darkness. He says, and we all are guilty of deviating from light to dark. Yeah. And so when he talks about the light's barely being on, let's look at Isaiah 40, 29 to 31, and let me give you what the Lord is giving me right now. He says, he giveth power to the faint. We're talking about Jesus. We're not talking about anybody on earth. He giveth power to the faint. If you know anything about life and fainting, that's someone who has, they've lost consciousness. They've fainted for whatever reason. You know, standing up too long or getting hit on top of the head, they fainted. You know, it's various causes of individual fainting. The oxygen's not going to their brain and things of that nature. But he gives power to the faint. So that means God says when your light, right, is blinking on and off, you become tired because you're listening to the world, the negativity, and that's dragging you down. Then God brings you back up. Then you go back and you get drugged down again. And God says, after a while, you lose consciousness of the Holy Spirit. He didn't say of the world. Notice I didn't say, and God didn't say of the world. He says of the Holy Spirit. And we faint. We faint from what? We faint from the storms of life, the things that happen, because we're out of the ark of safety. When a storm comes, we don't have an ark to protect us. And so God says, our lights barely blinking on and off, he gives power. Notice that word power, right? When your power comes back on, that means your lights come back on, amen? God says the power of God comes back on. That's how you had this blinking effect, right? He says, because, yeah, you've lost faith. He says, but, you know, you lost faith. He says, but the power from God brings you back to consciousness and your light turns on. That explains that blinking on and off. And to them that have no might be increased strength. To them that have no might, he increaseth strength. I don't have on my glass. To him that have no might, he increaseth strength. So when we lose our strength, you know, when we lose our strength, God increases our strength. God says he sees us in our disparities. He sees us when we listen to negativity, when we're drugged back into the darkness. He sees all that. He says, but he has the power, and he increases our strength so that we can begin to walk in the light. And then he says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. He talks about the least of us. He talks about the youth. And this particular area, and this is good, this particular area God says, is very prominent, is very known in the youth population. Why? Because of peer pressure. He says, your parents teach you the right thing to do, but when you get around your friends, right, some of your friends, not all of them, some of them, then you go back into darkness. And because you go back into darkness, God says that you fall. We wonder the retention rate in schools. We wonder the school-to-prison pipeline, those things. God says it's because people are still functioning in darkness. This is very critical, ladies and gentlemen, a blinking on and off light, you know. Now, I know at midnight the lights blink on and off because there shouldn't be a lot of traffic. But we're talking about, and notice that's at night. You notice if you're out at midnight, most lights, some lights, this is how it used to be a couple of months ago, some lights will be blinking on and off. When you go to a school zone, right, the lights are blinking on and off, not only to capture your attention, but if you drive too fast, then you are driving in darkness, even if it's light, because you are not following or obeying the speed limit, right? And so right there, it's an iffy-iffy. It's blinking on and off, because I don't know if you're going to, you know, increase your speed when you see that you're supposed to be going 20 and you really go 40. I don't know that. They don't know that. So that's why the light is blinking on and off. And God says that's how we are as Christians. He talks about when we go and assemble ourselves before God on Sundays in the Lord's house. And then all throughout the week, we somebody totally different. We talk negative. We lie. We do all this. That's a blinking on and off light. God has to know that we are on his side. He has to know, right, that we are shining for him. We can't have this iffy-iffy type religion. I'm just being real, as God has given it. This goes for me and everybody. We cannot have this iffy-iffy type religion. Either we're with God or we're not, point blank. And then he goes on, he says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Right? And so, as I said before, we're human. Right? And in step one, yes, sometimes we lose faith in God. We totally lose faith in God and go our separate ways and find out that we can't do it without God. Then with this particular light, it's blinking on and off. Right? And so God says, if we just wait upon the Lord, if we continue to pray, even when we go through the spell of on and off lights, God says that he will renew our strength through the word of God, through standing on his promises, and we shall mount up. Mount up means to rise with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Because God says that if we're in the light and walking in the light, right, we will be able to see where we're going. We will be able to see the different stops, the different rest stops, right? We'll be able to see the different areas where we can get a drink of water or where we can rest. Because at some point we're going to have to rest from our labor, right? But God says that's during death. But he says that the blinking lights, he says this is a very critical point. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, because many of us fall in this category of a blinking light. We can't go to church on Sundays and then lie and just do any kind of way the rest of the week, then come back Sunday. We sanctified and holy, filled with the Holy Ghost. We have to let our light shine on a daily basis. Because God says what happens is on Sundays, right, some of us, on Sundays, our lights are shining. Woo! Lights are shining. But then for some reason when we get out in the world the rest of the week, we had those blinking lights on and off. I don't know if you're going to be a Christian today or if you're going to work for the – I have no idea. God has to know that each and every day of our lives, we are going to live for him. He has to know that. And that's what we all need to strive for. God says, yes, we fall in these different categories, but we should not remain in these different categories. A blinking light on and off. Those who have made mistakes that have caused many different consequences, whether it's incarceration, he talks about youth in different homes and things of that nature. God says that your light can still shine where you are, right? Because you've made a mistake. God says that that's not a permanent fix, that you cannot allow your light to shine. He says, read the Word of God. Read the Word of God so you can begin to walk in the light, and so that you can make the right decisions from then on. God says there's still hope because He has given us the power. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. Very important. Blinking lights, on and off. And I'm glad, and I told God this today, I'm glad that we don't serve a God who sometimes He want to bless us and sometimes He doesn't. Sometimes, you know, when I go to sleep at night, I know that I can wake up and God's going to be the same. I know that when I go to God and I pray to God for something, I know that God is going to keep it. I can trust God. I know that God is going to be truthful. I depend on God. God want to be able to depend on us. Once again, to reiterate, we can't go on Sundays and let our light shine. Then Monday through Saturday, our lights are blinking on and off. All right? Then God talks about a dim light. And there are many different reasons for a dim light. Maybe you don't want to outshine someone. Maybe you don't want people to know just how God has blessed you because you feel like the world's going to think you're arrogant. Maybe, you know, you're just modest, and that's good. But God is telling us to let our light shine. He didn't say let it shine in arrogance. He said let it shine, meaning that if you know God, act like you know Him when you deal with people, when you talk to people. That doesn't mean that you begin to quote scriptures and things of that nature, but it means how you treat people on a daily basis. And I told y'all this, you know, I always make sure that when the Lord blesses me to wake up in the morning, all the way to 12 o'clock, I'm fasting and I'm praying for a reason. I'm doing that because I want to please God. I want to make sure that I'm treating people right. I want to make sure that, you know, I pray to God that anything that is not of Him be removed. I want to be cleansed. I want to start out good in the mornings. If you start out good in the mornings, your whole day will be great because you've been fasting and praying unto God. And you don't have to be on your knees praying. You can be praying sitting up. But it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you do not allow your lights to be dimmed. Some of you have very bright lights because God has put something in you. And you have to go to an area or a place where you can allow your light to shine. If there's anyone turning off your light or dimming your life, you are in the wrong place. Because God said, let your light shine so that men, right, and we're talking about humans, before men, let them shine, let your light shine so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you have talents, show it. Don't let anyone dim your light. If you are in a place where your light cannot shine, you're in the wrong place. God has created us. He says that we are winners. He says we're more than conquerors. He says, ask in my name and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. He did not say, allow your light to go off. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important that we continue to allow our lights to shine. Our lights must shine. And in Acts 26 and 18, it reads, me just a second, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. In order for to be forgiven, we must shine the light on our idiosyncrasies, on our mistakes. We must ask the Lord for forgiveness. Do not let anyone take you back to the past. It doesn't matter who they are, because guess what? Everybody has a past. And some people are still living in the past. Everyone has skeletons in their closet. You're not the only one. So when we talk about lights being dimmed, God says, let your light shine. Right? Let your light shine so that the world may see God. It's not about us. It's about God. God said so that they can see the works But we're working, once again, remember, for God. How we treat people, what we do on a daily basis. So when we talk about lights being dim, people do dim their lights. If you have to dim your lights, you're in the wrong place. If your light is not shining, right, you're in the wrong place. God says the will of God, you know, when we're walking, even in the shadow of death even has a light. So what does that tell you about life? He says we should let our lights shine on a daily basis. Once again, I cannot reiterate this enough. Whatever talent and gifts and skills that you have, use them. If you cannot, you're in the wrong place, says the Lord. It is time now from this day forth, if anyone has blown out your candles or has dimmed your light or turned them off, we need to pray unto God, read the word of God, and turn them back on. No one's light should be off. Every creature on this earth has a light. Just like all of us have tongues, we all have lights. Some of us, once again, burnt out the light, turned it all the way off. Some lights are barely on, and some are dimmed. These categories, we all are guilty of functioning in these categories, and God says it's very temporary because God says we find the light. Either someone shows us the light, either we read the word, or we stumble into the light because God says he is the light of the world. And he says he loves all of his children, and he's not going to let us continue to walk into darkness. We walk into our destiny in light, into our calling in light. You've never walked into a room and kept the lights out. So why is it that throughout life, when you're walking amongst this evil world, that we turn off our lights and we know God and we know the goodness of God and the grace and mercy of God and we turn off our lights? That doesn't make any sense. So from this day forth, that includes me and everybody else, if your lights have been out, turn them up, turn them on, and shine. That's what God is saying. Every single person has a purpose. Every single person has a light. And it should shine on a daily basis. And God leaves us with this. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis 1 and 3, once again. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God says all of our lights are turned on. If our lights become dim, if they burn out or if they blink on and off, it's because we have chosen to turn them off or to dim them or to have them blink on and off. God says he has commanded, let there be light. And there was light. There is light now for each and every person who's listening, for each and every person who's going to listen. From this day forth, we shall allow our lights to shine. Not out of arrogance, not out of bouginess, but out of the love of God. Because God has done some great things for us. And God says, once again, that life is nothing but a race. Everybody wants to get to the top. But not everyone wants their light to shine as they reach the top. We must continue, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to function in the light. If you need a bulb, listen to this ministry again, pray unto God, and read Genesis 1 and 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. I decree and declare on this day, on the 5th of June, that all lights be turned on and that your light shine for the world in order to show the world God. My plan and my purpose, ladies and gentlemen, has always been and will be to please God. I want to do everything I can to please God. And it all starts with the truth. It all starts with treating people how I want to be treated. It all starts with sacrificing something. That's why I fast and pray in the mornings. And it all starts with believing in God. What are the things that I'm going to leave you with as God has given me this? is to never allow the world to dictate your paths, because you will continue to walk into darkness. You will continue to be lost. God says that we should always be truthful in everything that we do, whether it's we're telling the truth, whether it's we're acting in truth. He said we should abstain from anything that is not like him, such as gossip, lying, cheating, stealing, those particular things, which causes our light to be dim. We are here only for a little while. And while we're here, we might as well enjoy it, and we might as well continue to walk in the light. I want to leave this one other thing, as the Lord is showing me. When we talk about stress and depression and things of that nature, God wants us to always trust in him. Life sometimes can be, it can be very tedious because we deal with the world so much. But I want you, if you are going through the storm of life, thinking about those soldiers, I'm thinking about those particular individuals. If you are going through, if you're going through the storms of life, just continue to pray unto God. There are situations, and I want to say this, there are situations in life, and I'm speaking to you, yes, I am. There are situations in life that causes us to lose faith in God. You know, but God is faithful. He's never going to leave us. Put your hand in your chest. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. We ask God why so many things happen, you know. And things happen for a reason. And as I think about those soldiers and I think about Miss Beavers in Midland, that that story continues to fester in my mind, praying for her kids and her family and praying for all those soldiers and thinking about different people around the world and different people here. You know, we're thinking about our youth and the protection for our youth and the predators that are out here. We ask, you know, my prayer is that lights become turned on because people want closure. They want to know what happened. And part of my duty as a teacher, minister, leader, is to pray not only for the individuals I can touch here in Central Texas, but all over. That's what God showed me. And so at this particular time, as we were speaking about the light of the world, things of that nature, my prayer is I ask God that whatever case is not solved, whatever questions are unanswered, that God shed light and he reveal to whomever needs revelation. And that is my prayer. But I leave you with this. I want you guys to God. There are many people who are on this line. I know some of you are hurt. I can feel it. I really can. And I want to first thank you for listening to the ministry. But I want you to know that God sees and hears your prayers. I want you to know that, you know, everybody has fallen into those categories. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter where they came from, how much money they have, how much money they don't have, what position they hold. It doesn't matter. Everyone has fallen into those categories. God says, but it's only temporary. And I want you to remember Genesis 1 and 3. When you're going through the storms, all I want you to say is Genesis 1 and 3. You don't even have to quote it. When you're going through the storms of life, let there be light. When you're going through the storms, Genesis 1 and 3. When you have doubts, when you're unmotivated, you don't want to do, you don't feel like it, have faith. You've lost your faith. You drop your mantles. You drop your ministry. You've left your family. You've abandoned this or that. I want you to remember Genesis 1 and 3. You feel depressed. You feel like you can't give anymore. Genesis 1 and 3. And God will show you, and he will let you know where you need to be. No one should go through this world feeling like they're walking in darkness. Not even a blind person. Because Genesis 1 and 3, God says, let there be light, and there it was. That's how easy it is. So whatever you're going through, whenever we go through things, and we all do, there's not one person who does not go through something. We all go through something. And when we go through that, Genesis 1 and 3, that's all you have to say. And God understands. Amen. Amen. So I thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. I ask that God bless this week to be a week filled with prosperity and open doors. And I bless each and every one of you and continue to allow your light to shine so that men, women, boys, and girls may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I also want you to be sure to support Sister Tasha Cobbs in her ministry and her music, and just understand and know that being in the gospel realm is a privilege and honor because you get to minister to so many individuals. And so I want you to tell your friends and neighbors and family members about the AfreeToLoveShow.com and allow them to listen to this particular ministry, Whose Light Need a Bulb, because all of us should be raising our hands and say, my light is dim, or my light is burned out, or my light is, or my bulb is blinking on and off. Amen. Amen. But Genesis 1 and 3 says, let there be light, and whoop, there it was, right? All right. So I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to the AfreeToLoveShow.com and click on the number one love radio. AfreeToLoveShow.com. Click on the number one love radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, teachers, ministers, publicists, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook AfreeToLove at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfreeToLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. The prayer of the righteous avails much. Remember that we're continuing to pray for different youth all over this land and country, for our soldiers whom we lost, and for Miss Beavers in Midland, Texas, I believe. And we're praying for just individuals here, children who are abused. We're praying for just everybody because all of us need prayer. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to check out these different websites. If you go to AfreetoHerPages.com, amen, there you will see different articles, crime and law enforcement, Christianity, education for kids, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues, music, politics, and political science. And, of course, we're adding more. All right, if you go to the StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, you will see yours truly. There is the homepage. Let me actually go. Give me just a second. Let me actually go to this other page real quick here. Okay, we'll stay on this page. You'll see the home page here. And I'm going to give you just a second to get .com. StellarGospelMusic.com. Because different programs shows different things here. StellarGospelMusic.com. All right. Just a second. Okay, well, that's the same thing. Okay, here we go. So here's the homepage, and at this particular homepage, you will see many different photos. You will see new gospel music projects as well as our two gospel artists that we're going to highlight. Also, you will see two different shows here. You will see the Elizabeth Gerald Story, My Daughter's Last Words, and Meet Miss Solomon, who has a great program going on in Grand Prairie. You will see the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, as well as you will see different TV shows. And remember that Sister Kim Burrell is on a new radio show, KTSU. Be sure to check her out. Then, of course, we have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. And then if you want to contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting, you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Then, of course, these are the different methods at the bottom in order to contact me: Facebook, Afrida Love, or Dr. Afrida Imani Love, or Afrida Imani Love, or Instagram, Afrida Love, or LinkedIn, Afrida Love. If you want to advertise your church, you can just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. This is the international radio station. This is About Us. And then we cover many different events. And here are some interview samples of our work with many different gospel artists or actors, actresses that we've had the opportunity to interview with. If you want to contact me, here's the contact form. Be sure to click submit at the bottom so that I can receive your information. Then, of course, services. Of course, we have a radio station. We have events, speaking. We have a book out. And also we blog as well. Church events around the world. We have the gigantic gospel concert coming up on September the 11th, so be sure to check that out. If you go to the AfridaLoveShow.com, this is the place for everything. I'm telling you, this is the place for everything. If you want to know anything about the AfridaLoveShow.com, just come to this page. These also are some different outlets whom I've reached out to and who've reached out to me about different programming and things of that nature. If you scroll down, you will see many different entertainers, gospel artists, and things of that nature. Check them out as well. If you go to If you go to the number one Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. And here are some of the broadcasts here. Okay. Here are some of the broadcasts, so you can check that out. And if you scroll all the way down, you will see many of the different shows. All right, scroll back here. And if you want to go to the AfridaLoveShow.com, once again, this is a radio station. It's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. Just check that out. Here are some pictures here as well. Then here's StellarGospelMusic.com if you have booking requests or if you want to be a guest on the radio station. This is the information that you would need to know. Then building a brand. Here is one of the online courses. We have many more. We're still working on our press release because individuals are reaching out to different companies and things of that nature, and we're going to have a final product by Friday. Then, of course, the speaker showcase here. Here is some of the topics that we speak on. So please check that out. If you want to email me and you want me to be a speaker, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com or Mr. J. Dixon at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm going to highlight some gospel artists. There is Sister Yolanda Adams. You know she's a legend in the gospel industry. Check her out. Also Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Minister LaShawn McLemore. Then, of course, check out some of these community journalists. We have Ms. Joy Reed and we have Ms. Goldie Taylor, and of course yours truly. Check us out. Then we have authors. This is our author list. We have one right there. I need to add more. Then of course events. We're going to add an event page, so be sure to check that out as well. I'm going to have many different gospel artists, entertainers, writers, actors, actress, community leaders who's coming on the ministry. We're going to have many different classes going on with education, spirituality, and things of that nature. So please be sure to come back to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Let your family and friends know. Text your family and friends. We're going to have a program on Tomorrow God's Will with our needs and wants. We're starting that back up. And so we're going to have that as well as incorporate our PR in our online courses. So you're in for a treat. Stay with the AfridaLoveShow.com. Text your friends. Let them know that we're here. I'm in the process of having an app for the AfridaLoveShow.com because I want you to have your app, your very own app. If you are a publicist or if you have a gospel artist and you would like for me to feature their music, please be sure to do so because I would love to have your gospel artist on this radio station, AfridaLoveShow.com. I did receive some information from Bounce TV and JL Media PR, on Tomorrow God's Will. You know that we lost the great Mr. Muhammad Ali, but we're going to have a special presentation of the greatest, the 1977 motion picture in which Ali stars as himself tomorrow June 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So be sure to check that out. Once again, there will be a tribute to the late Mr. Muhammad Ali, entitled The Greatest. This was a 1977 motion picture in which Mr. Ali stars as himself. And this is tomorrow, June 6th at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. It's actually 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So be sure to check that out. Once again, Mr. Muhammad Ali, The Greatest, will be on television on Bounce TV on June 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be sure to check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.